plagued a potential nugget.
I want to change the frame a little bit. It's been about 3 decades plus since you passed out of IMA.
Mm-hmm.
And again, when I rewind the clock, where I was at that point in time and how I thought about careers, or some of my batchmates thought about careers, it was largely, to put it bluntly, it was an auction, right? I think in a lot of cases, a lot of us didn't have a clear framework on what next. But again, having been through a bunch of experiences now, I think there's greater clarity. So I think if you, with the wisdom of whatever you've learned in the 30 years, if you were to visit that point in time, March 1986 or whenever that was, anything you would have done differently? How would you have thought about careers at that point in time with what you've been through?
I'd probably have wished that, you know, this phrase called investment banking had been created by, you know, the time when I was graduating from business school, but that didn't exist then. But I think on a more serious note, I don't think it was really the auction element in that sense. Sure, all of us were worried about getting a day one job and a day two job, and, you know, all of that. But I still think I had friends and who made decisions which were as much to do with the quality of the work or the challenge that they thought they would get at the, in the roles they were going to be performing.
Hmm.
Speaking for myself, you know, I had a job with a bank and with a consumer products company.
Right.
And no prizes for guessing that the bank would have been paying me a lot more money. But, you know, I didn't take it.
And what swung the needle for you?
I guess the fact that I could see heroes in my life who were in the consumer product space. And it's a world that I used to fantasize about.
Hmm.
So this whole idea of being able to go and sell soap and be the man who next created the girl in the waterfall for a soap brand seemed like such an exciting idea as compared to the boring job of counting money in a bank, you know. So I guess there are no right answers in these things, but it's just a matter of saying that, you know, are you willing? What the education out there would probably have done for all of us is to give us the confidence and the courage to take those calls.
Hmm.
And I think that's just got stronger over time.
Hmm.
And perhaps if you ask me, one of the good things that's happened to the generation that's followed, as I see my own children today, I think their ability to take risks, their ability to chase their dreams, to do stuff which they just think they want to do and not because of the price tag attached to that task.
Hmm.
I think that's a very liberating feeling.
Hmm.
And it, I think, enables excellence.
Hmm.
It probably gives everyone a chance to be the best they can be.
True.
Because they're really doing stuff that they want to do.
Got it.
Building on what Prakash says, my view here is that B-schools give you all the frameworks you need to analyze the world outside of you, but often don't tell you enough on how to process the inner world. Ensuring that you spend time reflecting on what energizes you can provide significant clarity in the direction at the stage when the road in front of you diverges in multiple directions. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit audioboom.com and look for Play to Potential.